Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1054, visible translated text is as follows. Reached the street door entrance, he found Lee talking to Gant, an ex-bookkeeper who Frank had discharged for stealing. Mr. Frank stated that he had arrived home at about 6:25 p.m., knowing that he had discharged Gant. He tried to get Lee on the telephone at about 6:30. Knowing that Lee would be in the vicinity of the time clock at that time and could hear the telephone ring, that he did not succeed in getting him at 6:30, but that he got him at 7, that he asked Lee the question if Gant had left the factory and if everything was all right, to which Lee replied, yes, and he hung up the receiver. Mr. Frank stated he went to bed somewhere around 9:30. After that, Mr. Frank and Mr. Darley accompanied me around the factory and showed me what the police had found. Mr. Darley being the spokesman. We went first to the metal room on the second floor, where I was shown some spots supposed to be blood spots. They were already chipped up, and I was taken to a machine where some strands of hair were supposed to have been found. From there, we went down and examined the time clock and went through the scuttle hole and down the ladder into the basement, where I was shown where everything had been found. As to Mr. Frank's manner and deportment at the time we were in his office, he seemed to be perfectly natural. I saw no signs of nervousness. Occasionally, between words, he seemed to take a deep breath and deep sighs about 4 or 5 times. His eyes were very large and piercing. They looked about the same they do now. He was a little pale. He gave his narrative rather rapidly. As to whether he stated any fixed definite time as to hours or minutes, he didn't state any definite time as to when Mary Fagan came in. He said she came in at about 12:10. We furnished attorneys for Frank with reports. After refreshing my memory, I now state that Mr. Frank informed me at the time I had that conversation with him that he had heard these voices before 12 o'clock, before Mary Fagan came. He also told me during our conversation that Gant knew Mary Fagan very well, that he was familiar and intimate with her. He seemed to lay special stress on it at the time. He said that Gant paid a good deal of attention to her. As to whether anything was said by any attorney of Frank's as to our suppressing any evidence as to this murder, it was the first week in May when Mr. Pierce and I went to Mr. Herbert J. Haas's office in the 4th National Bank building and had a conference with him as to the Pinkerton Agency's position in the matter. Mr. Haas stated that he would rather we would submit our reports to him first before we turned it over to the public and let them know what evidence we had gathered. We told him we would withdraw before we would adopt any practice of that sort, that it was our intention to work in hearty cooperation with the police. I saw the place near the girls' dressing room on the office floor. Fresh chips had already been cut out of the floor, and I saw white smeared where the chips had been cut out, and there were also some dark spots near the